Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts but feel like gym shorts. They have it all: anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I would happen to be JR. Thank you to everybody locked in and listening all over North America. I'm here with you, and this is where I'll be for the next 4 hours. I don't care where you're listening from. You could be here in Atlanta with me. You could be up in New York with super producer and host Dave Shepard. You could be out in San Diego. You could be in Las Vegas. You could be in Florida. You could be in Topeka, Kansas, Iowa, Chicago, Detroit, Louisiana, Texas, Colorado, Montana, Vancouver, Hawaii, Alaska. I'm just glad that you're here. We got a lot to do over these next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Kristaps Porzingis is going to be on his way to the Boston Celtics? What? We're going to talk about that next hour. What does this 7'3" giant mean for the Celtics? We're going to find out soon enough. What does this mean for the Los Angeles Clippers? Because Malcolm Brogdon is going to L.A. The Washington Wizards, who cares about what they're doing? They're just trying to blow everything straight to hell. Doesn't matter what happens with them, right? Damian Lillard is still a Portland Trailblazer. The NCAA has suspended Penny Hardaway 3 games due to recruiting violations. We mentioned it last night, Paul George. Looks like the Los Angeles Clippers are looking into potentially moving on from Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Tell me how many times you've seen those two guys actually out there playing basketball. Yeah, not a lot. Not enough at all. We have an update on Tyreek Hill. Last night I told you that he allegedly got into it with a marina worker, and it looks like we have a few more details. I'll share that with you in a little bit. A matter of fact, we'll talk about that this hour. And then as I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. And tonight's top six list, on the heels of the NBA draft taking place in Brooklyn, New York tomorrow night, it's time to share with you a new top six list. Top six NBA draft steals. You know, every draft doesn't have a Victor Wembanyama. Every draft doesn't have a LeBron James. Sometimes you got to go a little deeper. Sometimes real deep to find success. And we're going to talk about six of those individuals that you didn't see coming that have had absolutely amazing careers or are having amazing careers. So we got a lot to do. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also identify and find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief, all over the place on social media. Shep, how are you this evening? You doing good?
Doing really well, JR. Thanks for asking. I'm excited for the NBA draft. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. I ain't got no complaints. And there are a lot of people excited for the NBA draft. We know that out of the gate, Victor Wembanyama is going to go to the San Antonio Spurs. And surprisingly, you don't hear really about anybody else besides Victor Wembanyama. Let's really think about that. The NBA draft is tomorrow. Typically, you might have a conversation about who's going to go number one if there isn't a clear cut. You can go back and forth on the top two, three, four, or five. There are zero. Let me say this again. There are zero legitimate conversations about the rest of the draft. It's like it's top heavy. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm sitting down watching every single college basketball game. It's impossible. And the fact is the talent pool is so just diverted and split up all over the place. Some of the best talent in the NBA, in this NBA draft, coming from everywhere. Come on, Victor Wembanyama is coming over from France. You got some college dudes. Scoot Henderson. We had Scoot Henderson on the show a couple of years ago, right here. He was still in high school. He just came out of the G League Ignite. We know about Brandon Miller coming out of Alabama. You got the Thompson twins. Amen, Asar. I watched these two dudes, I don't know, 2-3 months ago on a Friday night here in Atlanta. I watched them play for the Overtime Elite League. I couldn't tell the difference between the two of them. At the same time, they were very steady basketball players, but I didn't get what was so exciting about them. Maybe they got a whole lot of room to grow. I mean, Overtime Elite, what do I know? It's top heavy. And so, yeah, the NBA draft tomorrow is going to be very interesting once you get past Victor Wembanyama. What happens at number two with the Charlotte Hornets? What happens at number three with the Portland Trail Blazers? And then after that, Houston, Detroit, Orlando, Indiana, who cares? I guess the next biggest story is, does Zion get moved? Maybe, probably not. You know, what does Portland do at number three? What does that mean for Damian Lillard? We have no idea. But today, in New York City, the NBA had they had media availability for the draftees. Some of the biggest, or hopefully next biggest, superstars in the NBA, they sat in front of tables, they answered questions, and they gave interesting responses. Hey, how about this one? I just told you about the Portland Trail Blazers. Sooner than later, they got to get rid of Damian Lillard. What are you holding on to him for? And Damian Lillard, man, it's just time to leave, brother. Why are you still sticking around? It's time to go. And so if you want the guard of the future, if you are the Portland Trail Blazers, it's real simple. You go ahead at number three, and you take Scoot Henderson if he's sitting right there. 6'2", explosive guard right out of Georgia right here. You expecting him to do some damage in the league eventually. Let him take over the reins and lead an NBA team. He can't do that with Damian Lillard, right? I don't think he can. And so Scoot Henderson, he spoke to the media today, and he said, listen, if I do go to Portland, I'm going to be ready to play with Dame.
I'm ready to contribute, you know, wherever I go. And I think I can, you know, help Dame, you know, help, you know, it's not help Dame, but help that organization as a whole. Just go there and being a young guy and embracing that and, you know, just coming in there with a voice and, you know, just trying to maximize my playtime. And, you know, whatever playtime I get, I'm going to, you know, go in there and kill.
Okay, it don't work that way, bro. I mean, that's a very politically correct answer. He also said that he has been in conversations with Damian Lillard. But that don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean a damn thing. If Scoot Henderson is on the same roster as Damian Lillard, hey, guess what? The next thing that happens is Damian Lillard is going to be gone. Going to send this guy somewhere else. Congratulations, Scoot Henderson, going from the G League Ignite to what is likely going to be a top three pick in the NBA draft. Good for Scoot Henderson. Somebody else who's not named Victor Wembanyama, we have no idea what his deal is. I mean, damn it, we need to be happy. He needs to be happy. And he's not facing criminal charges, that he's not an accomplice. This happens to be Brandon Miller out of Alabama. Yeah, the young man who brought a gun to a crime scene that was used to kill someone, but Brandon Miller didn't know it was there, and he wasn't charged with nothing. And so here he is, NBA draft. Here he is, sitting in front of the media. Here he is. He actually spoke to my friend, Brandon Robinson, Scoop B, and Brandon pretty much asked him, like, hey, man, you sat down with the Hornets, right? Yeah, well, Michael Jordan still owns the Hornets. Yeah, right. So what are your thoughts on sitting down with Michael Jordan, and you're going to be in a league with LeBron, and, you know, not to ask you, you know, who the GOAT is, but, you know, what's your thoughts about sitting down with Michael? This is what Brandon Miller responded. Kind of crazy.
I actually don't think LeBron is, you know, the GOAT of basketball. I think my GOAT of basketball is Paul George. You know, I always grew up watching him, so it's never just LeBron.
What? Thank you, Brandon. What? What? Huh? What? What?
It's never just LeBron.
No. That's
no.
No, don't do that. Because we don't need to take his ridiculousness out of context.
Fair enough.
That it's not LeBron is not the point. Yeah, play the whole damn response. Go ahead.
I actually don't think LeBron is, you know, the GOAT of basketball. I think my GOAT of basketball is Paul George. You know, I always grew up watching him, so it's never just LeBron.
Yeah. Forget LeBron James. It's Paul George. And sure, fine. I don't know. Maybe he twisted up some words. Maybe what he meant to say didn't come out. You know, his greatest of all time is Paul G. He doesn't mean that. He's going to tell everybody tomorrow over the next 2 days. If he hasn't already spoken to a media outlet, he's going to say that that's not what he meant, because he can't. Maybe he doesn't know what greatest of all time means. And I hate the term GOAT. I'm sick of it. I wish it would go away. Who's the GOAT? Tom Brady the GOAT. The Messi the GOAT. I'm sick of it. A bunch of Bleacher Report nonsense. GOAT this and GOAT that. But come on. Brandon Miller, just say, yeah. Michael Jordan, great. LeBron James, great. Just say I've patterned my game, and my favorite player growing up was Paul George. Just say that, man. This man went viral today for that comment, which I'm sure he didn't mean in that way. Thank you, Scoop B. We appreciate you for the humor. And Brandon Miller, don't put a microphone in front of this guy anymore. I made a poor joke. It's probably in poor taste. I don't care. I said that. Now I know this answers quite a few questions. Let's just put it that way as it relates to Brandon Miller's recent history. Hey. He's going to go through media training, you know, through one way. So we'll see what happens. So Scoot Henderson spoke. Brandon Miller spoke, and he said something ridiculous. Paul George, my ass. And Victor Wembanyama, he just doesn't do media day. Victor Wembanyama, you know, he throws out first pitches at the Yankees game. Victor Wembanyama walks through airports. Victor Wembanyama gets on the subway. Every day is media day for Victor Wembanyama. He sat down with J.J. Redick on his Old Man in the Three podcast, and Victor Wembanyama got very, very introspective. J.J. Redick asked this man, who is 19 years old, you know, how do you stay motivated? How do you grow? And, hey, you know he's not American. Because he actually made some sense about life. Listen to this.
My totem is something bigger than basketball. You know, it's just life. It's just accomplishing yourself inside this universe. You know, and when I need motivation, when I need energy, and I feel tired out, when I need to fight on the court, and it's hard, I always remember. I'm free in that universe. I do whatever I can, and I know what I want to do, and nothing's going to stop me from doing it. And I always got that in mind, and it doesn't just stop to basketball. You know, it's about life.
Oh, wow. Wow. How about that? In the span of 2 weeks, we've heard two players from Europe talk about how basketball isn't the end-all, be-all for the world. We've heard two European stars, one who just won a championship, one who hasn't even played in an NBA game, just really come through and talk about what's going on in the world and not what's going on with basketball. And so Victor Wembanyama already has a great perspective on what can happen and what motivates him. He controls his own destiny, and he's not afraid of nothing. And so we know Victor Wembanyama is going to go number one overall. After that, cross your fingers. Will it be Scoot Henderson? Will it be Brandon Miller? Will it be one of these Thompson twins? And then you'll get a sprinkling of some names that maybe you've heard of and maybe you haven't heard of them. Grady Dick out of Kansas. Jairus Walker. I remember watching Jairus Walker in the junior NBA. Keontae George out of Baylor. There's some names that you might be familiar with. But the beginning of the draft is going to be the Victor Wembanyama show. And then after that, I don't want to say you might be able to turn the TV off, but I think it's more so about the trades and what's going to happen next. The NBA draft is staring us in the face. And we only got 24 hours left to go before the Victor Wembanyama show gets underway. And let's just call it Victor Wembanyama and Friends. Because for one night at least, at minimum, that's exactly what these other guys are going to be. And then we'll see what type of goofy-ass clothes they're going to wear. Likely going viral. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot to get into tonight. A top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest draft steals that have ever come out of the NBA. We're going to talk about Lillard. We're going to look at this Kristaps Porzingis to the Boston Celtics trade. We're going to look at what the hell this means for the Los Angeles Clippers. What happens with Chris Paul? What happens with Damian Lillard? Damn it, Penny Hardaway's not even in the NBA, and he's in the news. How'd Penny Hardaway get in trouble? I will explain. And speaking of trouble, I'm going to give you a quick update on the other side of the break. We have more details about what got Tyreek Hill in trouble. Allegedly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, just getting started, just getting warmed up on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. With all this NBA draft talk ahead of tomorrow, all of the trade rumors and player movement, etc., let's take a quick step back. I'm going to get to the phone lines momentarily. Let's take a quick step back. Damn it, I guess it's not quick. Let's go back 30 years. Let's go to the 1993 NBA draft. Chris Webber taking number one overall. Sean Bradley taking number two. And at number three, some guy named Penny Hardaway, Anthony Penny Hardaway, coming out of Memphis, of which he is now the head coach. We know that he was selected by the Warriors. He was sent over to the Orlando Magic to team up with some guy named Shaquille O'Neal, and Chris Webber was out in the Bay. Penny Hardaway, we know his career, unfortunately, riddled with injuries. He became the head coach of the Memphis Tigers in 2018. They've had five consecutive 20-win seasons, and they've gone to the NCAA tournament. Not too shabby, not too bad for Penny Hardaway, right? But at the same time, unfortunately, Penny Hardaway, throughout his tenure, they've been looked at this guy, they've been looking at him like he's not playing fair, like he's not playing by the rules. We know about that situation with James Wiseman, where he was helping the family out for years, and then they said, you can't do that as a coach, and James Wiseman had to step away from the team while being investigated, and what difference did it make? He ended up in the NBA. And so even more recently, like recently as of today, we learned that Penny Hardaway is going to be suspended 3 games over recruiting violations. And you want to know what one of the violations is? Instead of going to or meeting a high school junior at his school, Penny Hardaway met this high school junior at his family's house. And you can't do that. You got to meet him at the school. And so I guess between this and all that other stuff from Wiseman, Penny Hardaway is going to be missing 3 games. And then Penny Hardaway also had one of his assistant coaches meet said player at his home instead of his school. And Penny Hardaway should have known better. And ignorance to the rule is not an excuse. And you got to learn how to manage your coaches. And so Penny Hardaway is going to miss 3 games at the beginning of the season. And you know who's going to notice? Maybe only Penny Hardaway in Memphis. Nobody else cares. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Next time, just meet him at a diner. Oh, yeah, yeah. Penny Hardaway can't pay for the meal. That's illegal, these stupid NCAA rules. Some of these rules are worse than the NFL trying to teach the guys not to gamble. It's just, it's nuts. 855-212-4CBS. Michael is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Michael?
What's good, JR? Can we talk Lakers? What we can actually do about the NBA draft tomorrow?
You can talk about whatever you want to. What's on your mind?
Who the Lakers should get, James Harden or Kyrie Irving?
Who, Kyrie Irving?
Wait, LeBron James, yes. Yeah.
Wait. Let's go back here. I'm trying to understand what you're asking me. Are you asking me who the Lakers should draft, or are you telling me they should trade for somebody?
Trade D'Angelo Russell for Kyrie.
Man, ain't nobody doing that. That's not. Kyrie Irving is not getting flipped for D'Angelo Russell. Here, I'll tell you this much: the Lakers have the 17th pick. They should use it in a trade. I don't know who the hell they can kind of draft that's going to make a difference. The answer is probably nobody. Who?
Chris Paul.
No, Michael. I was saying they can't draft anyone. What I'm saying is they're probably going to have to trade for someone. How they package it up, et cetera, I don't know. Look, the Los Angeles Lakers, they could bring in anybody that they want. I don't know, and realistically, who's going to make a difference. What do they need, a strong wing? They could bring in Chris Paul. They could bring in Kyrie Irving. My biggest question for the Los Angeles Lakers, it don't matter who they bring in. It's like, are they going to be healthy? And I think that's the question mark. It don't matter. So, yeah, let's see who they bring in. But the question is going to be there the same going throughout the course of the season. So, are they going to draft somebody at 17? I'd be shocked, Mike. So let's see what happens.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, Michael. You got it. I don't know what them Lakers are going to do. I don't know if they draft somebody and just stand pat at number 17. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to go, who? For what? Why? We don't care. Lakers need help, man. Lakers can't be out here just drafting, you know, Moby Dick from Kansas. Can't do that. That's not going to work.
Moby Dick plays basketball?
Yeah, just an arbitrary name.
We'll figure.
I could have called him, what, John Doe?
Right.
John Doe from Anonymous University.
It's got to be tough going through life named Moby Dick. I'm glad he's doing something other than literature.
Now, you know there's some guy out here named Moby Dick. Parents name their kids all types of ridiculous things.
That's a tough act to follow, though.
Naming your kid Moby Dick?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a guy in a draft, his name is Grady Dick.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, so what are we saying here? It's just his name. That's what his parents decided to. What do you think his first name can't be Grady, right?
Well,
You think his first name is Grady legitimately? It's not short for anything?
Well, I'm like, you know how like people are nicknamed Tiny?
And they're huge as hell.
His nickname can't be that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you can't. Grady Dick's nickname. Yeah, okay, I get it. Now, if his parents named him Tiny, they'd have to be, like, investigated by Child Protective Services, right? You can't name these kids all these ridiculous things. It's not fair. Chris is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go right to the point, Chris. Don't tell us where you're at, what you're doing, what you're driving by. Just tell us what's on your mind.
Good luck with that.
Okay, first of all, I got to tell you, man, I was busy all day. Did I actually hear you say, JR, that Chris Porzingis is now on the Boston Celtics?
Yes. They're trying to finalize a trade that will send Kristaps Porzingis to the Boston Celtics, yes.
Who the Celtics got to give up, brother?
Malcolm Brogdon.
Oh, my God. What a steal for the Celtics. Anyway.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that 30 minutes from now.
Right. Hey, check this out. I was playing golf with a
Wait, Chris.
Wait a second.
You call up. And you always tell us about where you were and what you were doing. And Chris.
I apologize, sir.
It's okay. I just want you, in the interest of time.
Yes.
I don't care about who you were sitting at the game with or where you played golf.
I got it.
Just tell me the main point in the topic. That's it.
I got it. This dude told me that it's a lock. You were wondering who's going to be number two. He told me it's a lock that it's Scoot Henderson. That's all I got for you, my brother. And thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you. Some guy told him that. Okay. I think he's hanging out with imaginary people. I heard the same thing. You know who told me? A million people. Evan is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up, Evan?
Hey, what's going on, dude? I love the show.
Thanks, man. What's up?
You know, I mean, look, I think that the NBA has already shown its cards in terms of a couple of teams. And one of those teams is one of the most obvious.
Wait. Your phone is kind of jacked. The NBA has shown its cards with what?
With a couple of teams that know who they are and what they want to be.
Okay.
Meaning that the Los Angeles Lakers, there's absolutely no way they're drafting a player in that 17th slot.
Right.
When was the last time they had a first-round draft pick? They are the kings of, without trying to make a pun, but they are the kings of giving away their first-round draft pick. And they're going to go after some guy who probably isn't going to add a lot to the roster, but he is going to put asses in seats, for lack of a better word, and he is going to be somebody that LeBron has advocated for if he's going to play another season, which I think he will. But
Yeah. Nonetheless,
at the end of the day, it's not going to be a difference maker kind of guy. And I don't know why all these other guys.
We don't know that, man. Well, first, I guess to your first point, you're correct. It's the Los Angeles Lakers. It's like everybody, most people, want to play for the Lakers. It's just what it is. They're a glamour franchise, not just in basketball. They're a glamour franchise in professional sports, just flat and period. And when you talk about just pulling in anybody, yeah, I mean, that's what they've been doing throughout the course of their whole history. You know, if the Los Angeles Lakers add Chris Paul, I wouldn't go as far to say that's adding nobody. Am I going to go, oh, my God, they're automatically going to win a title? No, I'm not. But I'm also not going to say he's a nobody, man.
Fair. But he's also a guy at the end of the season. And you also have to think about paying a guy in an Austin Reeves who has shown himself to be a legitimate starter on that team and an actual facilitator for scoring and also defensive prowess. So
yes,
he's almost like a mini Jerry West, and the Lakers have seen this before.
Wait. Did you say Jerry West?
No, I can see Austin Reeves being that kind of offensive facilitator in the future that they had looked at in the past, and a guy like – and I know that he is, as of maybe – 18 months ago, he was quite literally just a role player, maybe even a second thought on that Lakers team. But he proved himself throughout the season, but also, I mean, he performed admirably in the playoffs. Like he
You don't have to sell me on Austin Reeves. I've watched him since he's come into the league, just like most folks. I'm still trying to understand. You said Jerry West. I heard that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Just let's pretend you know what? I won't pretend that you didn't say that. you should pretend that you never that never came out your mouth. Deal?
Fair enough.
Okay, fair enough. I don't think Austin Reeves is going to wake up and be one of the greatest guards the NBA has ever seen. But is he good for the Lakers now? The answer is yes. And I agree with you. Holding on to Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura is going to be very important for them to move forward. But at some point, they're going to add somebody, whether it's here in this offseason or whether it rolls into February. We know the Los Angeles Lakers are not going to stand pat, and they shouldn't. They really should try to max out whatever the hell they have left in LeBron James, which is tough because LeBron James, you don't know how much he has left and how long, and then you also don't know when Anthony Davis is going to sneeze and end up in a wheelchair. It's just a fact.
You're entirely correct. And like, so LeBron is obviously one night in, he's a 50-point guy, and the next night in, he looks like he's a healthy scratch. And healthy is the entirely opposite word that I would use to describe Anthony Davis.
38 years old. You gotta get in where you fit in, man. Gotta pick them days when you have them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We're going to start talking about Kristaps Porzingis and the Celtics at the top of the hour. You know, I told you I had an update on Tyreek Hill. I'll provide that with you as well. And then the New York Yankees. I just told you the Lakers. We know they're a glamour franchise. The Yankees owner doesn't understand why Yankee fans are mad in June. I guess he's not as tapped in as his dad, George, used to be. We'll talk about it. 855-212-4CBS, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you being the show for the people. I stumbled on your show one night, and I've been listening to it for about 2 months now. I drive a truck at night, and I appreciate that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Shout out to all the truck drivers out there. Unsung heroes, moving products, everything you got in your house, it came off of a truck. I don't care if it came from a boat, it came off of a truck. Shout outs to everybody making sure the economy moves. I don't care if it came off of a train, at some point it was on a truck. Shout outs to the truck drivers. Drop some stuff off out the front of my house, don't tell nobody. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, you need anything dropped off at your house?
No, man. I appreciate you asking, though. Think about having kids, so can I get back to you?
What?
I'm being honest.
Oh, my God. Did I just hear that?
Well, I mean, that's just been on my mind lately. Things are getting really serious, man.
In two months?
Well, not in 2 months, but we're really at that point. Because listen, JR, I mean, I'm dating someone my age, and I'm going to be 37 soon. So, you know, kids, we can't wait at this point. So, in answer to your question, if you are serious, and I know you're saying this tongue in cheek, but if you are serious at all, you know, a baby gift, and I will let you know when that happens, my friend. Are you going to be Uncle JR?
Yeah, that's fine. Fine.
Sure. That's a hell of an uncle, man.
Well, thanks. What do you need? You need me to drop off the stork? Do you need the stork to drop something?
You know what I'm trying
off?
To figure out as we speak? I'm trying to figure out ring size. I'm trying to figure out fit. I'm trying to figure out what's the appropriate amount I should spend. That's my predicament right now.
Do you know the ring size yet?
No, I'm gonna ask her friends.
You're gonna ask her friends.
I can't ask her.
They would ask,
and they would ask in a way that she would know that they're asking on my behalf without me having to ask.
You think? You don't think so?
Yeah. I know.
You gotta steal a ring. that I guess would fit on her ring finger. I don't know how that works.
All right. That's not a bad idea. I just know rings are obviously very expensive.
Get a wooden ring. Wooden ring.
Oh yeah, that's every woman's dream. A wooden ring, JR.
It's the thought that counts, right? Isn't that what they say?
Not that kind of thought. Not when it's cheap like that. You and I both know better. You and I both know when
the jewelry matters.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
What's the word?
Listen, when you're taking a woman to prom, it's all about the dress. When you're talking about an engagement, it's all about the ring. Now, granted, the quality and substance of the person also, you know, takes precedent. But first, right. You got to get the ring right.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't know. I never went to prom. I don't know about that stuff.
What?
Yeah, no, I didn't go to prom. I don't know.
J.R. Jackson did not get asked to prom?
I left school, man. I graduated and left. I hightailed it out of there.
Oh, okay. And I'm sure women just completely forgot about you because you left 6 months early. Okay.
Oh, no, I left. I did.
All right.
I just left. I didn't tell anybody. I just graduated and left. I went into the workforce, man. I ain't got no time for no prom.
Interesting.
I didn't know prom, no graduation. I just left. That's how I do things, man. I'm just here today and I'm going tomorrow. I just leave.
You've been around for a while. I have a feeling that's going to continue. Who are you kidding?
I'm not talking about here.
No, I just meant in general. Come on now. You've been at this game and this racket for 15, 16 years now.
What's your point?
Well, my point is you ain't here today, gone tomorrow. That's not how you roll. And I have a feeling that loyalty means an awful lot to you. I've witnessed that. So I'm sure there were some women on their mind that said, I want JR, even though he's not here anymore. It's not like you completely gave up the friendships.
To go to prom? Oh, no. Yeah. I got friends from a million years ago. I ain't go to no prom. So I don't know about prom dresses and suits and rings.
Gotcha. Yeah,
if I'm getting married to somebody, want a ring, go buy one. Not coming from me.
Oh, you and I both know that ain't going to happen when you meet your person. Come on.
Yeah, I don't care about stuff like that.
Fair enough. They do.
Maybe not. I don't care about stuff like that. I could just go disappear in the desert and just disappear. I'd be fine with that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony is calling up from Alabama. My neighbor, right down 20. Hey, Anthony, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Have you been to that, it's a Mexican-Asian restaurant. It's downtown. You know what I'm talking about in Birmingham?
No, sir. I just moved here about 3 months ago for my job.
Oh, man. It's near UA. You know where the stadium is near UAB, the football stadium?
Haven't even been able to see the city yet. Just work every day, but hopefully one day.
Damn. You're not attached to like a ball and a chain. You're not stuck in a basement, are you?
No, I just I work for a very busy steakhouse.
Oh, okay. Well, you work for a steakhouse in Birmingham?
Yes, sir.
Hey, if I come out, can I get some food?
Hey, you just give me a call, get my number, I'll make sure I hook it up for you.
Oh, how about that? Hey, we gonna do that. I ain't hanging up on you. Hey, what's on your mind, Anthony?
So I had a two-part question. One has to do with NBA. I moved here from Dallas, of course, so I'm a home. So we have to pick 10. I know it's the season of everyone wants to talk about rumors. It's been DeAndre, Bohan, Grant Williams, and Clint Capella. What do you think the Mavs should do? That's my first question. And what would you do if you were the GM, if you were Nico?
Oh, my God. The Mavs, they got to suffer, man. I feel bad for you. I do feel bad for you and other Maverick fans because you're pretty much stuck. I believe, unless there's some magic trade that goes down, I think you're stuck with Kyrie Irving. Like, you had to go all in to try to – and look, bringing in Kyrie Irving is nothing but the Luka pacifier. And to be honest, if I'm Luka Doncic, I'm going, why the hell do I want to play with him? Like, he's supposed to be the dude that's going to help me out. All he wants to do is dribble and shoot like I do. So, I don't know. I don't see a good ending here for the Dallas Mavericks. I think that they're probably maybe stuck with Kyrie. And I don't know. Like, this is the bigger issue. What type of player, outside of a bunch of dudes who shoot threes and play defense, what type of player can you pair up with Luka Doncic?
And that's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, you know, if we got a Tyson Chandler type of player, I think that would befit us. But
I don't think those guys exist anymore. What you want, JaVale McGee?
That didn't work out twice.
Yeah, right, huh? Yeah. No, I just think the Mavericks are in – I don't care what happens, I'm being honest. I personally ignore the Dallas Mavericks. I am on countdown mode to see, A, if Kyrie Irving stays, B, if he stays, how long before Luka wants to choke him out, and then C, how long before Luka goes, who's my next star? Oh, y'all don't have one. I want to leave. I mean, it's or Luka could be there his whole career, but everything revolves around Doncic. I don't care who they put around him, but he's going to have to eventually change his game. Otherwise, we're looking at the European James Harden here.
No, those are all fair. I mean, we were spoiled with Dirk for 21 years. Yeah. So.
What a great shooting forward. Yeah. What else you got, Anthony? We're up against the break. I don't want to lose you.
Yeah, my second question was, how do you think about the Rangers here? It sucks that I moved finally and we're doing well. Do you think they're pretenders, contenders?
Man, well, what is it? Is it Eovaldi who's lighting it up and shocking everybody?
Bochy. I think it's our manager is changing the mindset. I mean, we have, what, 6 or 7 of our players in the top 3 or top 5 of all-star votes?
Yeah, but, bro, it's early. I wouldn't look at Bochy and think about the mindset changing. I would look at someone like Eovaldi who's having a career year when we see Jacob deGrom go down with another blown-out arm that requires Tommy John. I put it to you this way. It's June. It's very, very early. And a matter of fact, I want you to hear something on the other side of the break. New York Yankees owner was just like, I don't understand why Yankee fans are upset. It's June. So it's still June, and there's plenty of time for the Rangers to come back down to come down to earth. Stay tuned. I'd be more optimistic about them short term than I would be about the Mavs. Hey, Anthony, don't hang up. The next time I'm in Birmingham, I want to eat some food, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, man. Appreciate you for calling from Birmingham, Alabama. My next-door neighbor. I just get in my car, and I'll be out there in no time. Shout-outs to everybody listening all over North America, 855-212-4CBS. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about another one of we're going to talk about another teammate, Luka Doncic, Kristaps Porzingis, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.